now the Federal Drive with Tom Temin.
Hello, and thanks for joining us on this Wednesday, August 17th, 2016, 5 minutes past the hour. I'm Tom Temin. Our producers are Lauren Larson and Eric White. Our web editors are Jory Heckman and Michael O'Connell. Coming up in this hour of the Federal Drive, how to prepare for a multidimensional attack against the nation's critical infrastructure. Plus, NIST takes on Thing 1 and Thing 2, in fact, a whole network of things. Those stories and much more ahead during this hour of the Federal Drive. But now, the Veterans Affairs Department is seeing high demand from its medical centers across the country to join its innovation network. 40 medical centers have applied to join the VA's innovation pilot. 8 sites are working on nearly 260 projects, and the VA is starting to make investments in 38 of those projects. The goal is to get VA nurses, doctors, and administrative assistants thinking about ways they can make small improvements in the workplace. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco.
What do all of these ideas have in common?
A smartphone application that delivers personalized instructions to our veterans.
The Kinevet app allows users to passively track their exercise both on their in-home project bicycle and throughout their daily activities.
A regional liver cancer tumor board.
A hands-free seamless communication system from veterans to staff as well as staff to staff.
Core patient data is automated and presented to staff to either include specific elements or omit specific elements.
Well, they've all come from doctors, nurses, administrative assistants, and average employees at the Veterans Affairs Department who saw a problem within their medical centers that they wanted to fix and found a way to solve it. They're just some of the ideas that have come out of the VA Innovators Network. The program got its start at 8 different VA medical centers across the country last year, and more VA hospitals say they want to join. The enthusiasm was high at VA's Innovation Demo Day in Washington this week.
Welcome to VA Innovation Demo Day. How are you all doing?
With 36 teams presented their ideas and projects to a panel of senior department leaders and other experts in the veterans community. So far, the VA is investing in 38 projects that have come out of the program within the last year. David Shulkin is the Undersecretary for Health at the VA.
Everybody knows that we have been struggling coming out of our own crisis issues in VHA. And they're really, for us, innovation is not just important to do, it's actually essential. There is no way that we will continue to survive as an organization, in healthcare in particular, if we don't innovate and we don't embrace innovation. And much like every other healthcare organization, if you are involved in the delivery of medical services to Americans, you have to be rethinking what you're doing, reinventing and innovating to be able to survive. And those that don't will find themselves increasingly irrelevant.
For VA leaders like Shulkin, the goal is to empower employees to change their ideas about ways to improve a specific tool or a process that veterans or their colleagues use, and then implement it and spread those ideas throughout the Veterans Health Administration. Sharif El-Nahal is a White House fellow appointed to the VA Office of the Undersecretary for Health. He also runs the VA Diffusion of Excellence. That program is responsible for helping these innovation teams get their ideas out the door and into the hands of VA medical centers across the country.
So if we have amazing, innovative, excellent practices being implemented now, what is to stop us from making sure that progress is replicated as many sites as possible? I argue that really nothing is stopping us and we can do it. And that's what Diffusion is about. The first objective we have is empowering employees. One thing you'll find is a major theme throughout this entire event is that our innovations, our best practices, originated from people who see veterans every single day. People who have a relationship with their patients, people who understand what veterans need. That is what we've decided is the major source where we're getting our best practices from.
Innovation specialists at each of the 8 pilot sites take the lead at their specific medical centers. They teach training seminars on human-centered design and help employees with their pitches. They also hold hackathons with the community. That's where veterans and their families pitch problems to VA innovators, and teams put their heads together to try to solve them. The VA Innovators Network also has 3 avenues of funding to help VA employees get their ideas and projects off the ground. Spark grants help innovation teams test their ideas a little bit more and then hone those individual projects. Seed grants give innovators a chance to test and perfect their ideas. And spread grants are what they sound like. They're given to innovation teams to help them disseminate their ideas as best practices to other VA medical centers. A lot of these innovation teams ended their presentations before the panel with pleas for more funding or more staff. And it's pretty clear the VA won't be able to give every single project full funding. But the VA Diffusion team came up with a formal governance process to help the department decide which projects it wants to fund, implement, and then replicate. But a lot of these ideas are getting done on their own, without going through a tough decision process. Here's El Nahal.
The vast majority of these projects are being picked up organically by people who are seeing these projects on our technology platform and saying, that is solving a problem that we have in our facility, and we're going to take ownership and we're going to implement this. That is the culture of VA that does not get talked about enough. And 95% of our projects are just that.
The projects that VA innovation teams came up with address nearly every kind of problem you could imagine. Some addressed employee engagement and wellness. Michael London and Mike Brickles both work at the Chillicothe VA in Ohio. They came up with an idea for a bike share program. It trains veterans on business skills and teaches them how to run a bike share business. And then VA employees actually use those bikes to help them get around their 300-acre campus in Ohio. Here's Brickles.
As a veteran, one of the first ones to go through this program, it's a huge opportunity. It provides an opportunity that normally wouldn't be there, an opportunity to create and grow something of my own. And I hope this program expands and grows across the country and opportunities are provided for other veterans.
Other ideas addressed major and highly publicized problems with VA healthcare access and IT. Charles Demosthenes and Judy McConchany collaborated from VA hospitals in Atlanta and Portland. Together, they perfected RefDoc. It's a tool that converts veterans' paper medical records into a PDF format and then uploads it to community providers' IT systems. They say they're making a big impact.
An evaluation by VA product effectiveness concluded an astonishing impact, up to 700% improved timeliness of record upload. Content that is complete and consistently organized improves patient safety and coordination of care. Bottom line, we are able to safely send exponentially more patients to the community for care with RefDoc. So it's clear it's time to spread this innovation. We've already shared the tool with 15 facilities over four districts in just 4 months through the Innovators Network. Boom. The numbers here are a little out of date. As of 5 minutes ago, we've shared over 24,000 packages representing over 20,000 patients and saving nearly 6,500 staff hours in the process.
McConchany says VA leaders need to jump on board and consider her idea and all the others to help make a real difference for veterans and VA employees.
There are many, many more tools that have been developed in silos of excellence across the agency that don't get spread, though. And that's because we don't have a pathway. We don't have resources dedicated to do this. But we believe, as Charles said in the beginning, it's all about time. And the time is now. We are asking our VA senior leadership to support field-based informatics and, importantly, prioritizing a partnership with OINT to really help us develop, define, and support a pathway forward. Time is in your hands. Thanks.
In Washington, Nicole Grisco, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends. Still to come on Federal News Radio, how to prepare for a multidimensional attack against the nation's critical infrastructure. But first, NIST takes on Thing 1 and Thing 2. In fact, it takes on a whole network of things. It's the Federal Drive with Tom Temin, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.